Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, my name is Diana Bryan and I'm Head of Student Housing at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. The murder of William Roach. On this day, November 15th, 1823, the Barbadian newspaper detailed the outcome of the killing of William Roach, a white man. John, an enslaved man, was accused and convicted of being a co-perpetrator in the murder of Roach, who had resided in the house of Margaret Ann Favell, a tenant of an estate next to Lear's. It was there that the incident occurred as four black males, including John, entered Miss Favell's house and proceeded to kill Roach. This was the findings of William Warner, coroner of the parish of St. Michael, who had conducted an inquiry at Lear's plantation and pronounced a verdict of willful murder on the accused. On November 7th, through a proclamation, the warrant for John, who was the property of Mr. James Thomas Bascombe, was issued. A reward of £100 was also offered for any information regarding John and his accomplices that would lead to the conviction. Description of John was that he was a short man and was seen wearing a dark surtout coat, a narrow-brimmed hat and white trousers in the vicinity of Miss Favell's residence, accompanied by another man. It was originally believed that the practice of obeah was afoot in the death of Roach, and this was firstly blamed on a Frenchman. However, it was subsequently discovered that Lewis, another enslaved man, born in Africa, and the property of his wife, a liberated black woman, was the culprit. The paper pointed out that foreigners on the island were not as well surveilled as in other territories and thus gave them an opportunity to become involved in mischievous acts. It continued that the Alien Act, which was implemented under Governor Lowther, was not being enforced. The Act sought to penalise anyone who brought persons to Barbados illegally or who landed on the island themselves without proper authorisation from the governor or without a licence from the commander-in-chief to be fined £100. The author made it clear that many foreigners who came to the island were not involved in any deviant behaviour. Nonetheless, it was possible to receive some who had ill intent, and as such, the law ought to be observed. This murder, William Roach, came on the heels of another gruesome murder at Mount Wilton in 1821, where the plantation's owner, Reynold Elcock, was killed in his bedroom.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.